KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly sunny sky here in Atlantic. It's 70 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Police in Creston Sunday night arrested a woman on three counts of arson. Officials say 42-year-old Sheila Schultz of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center at around 11:30 p.m. Schultz was being held for Union County in the Ringgold County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. A Creston man, 19-year-old Aaron Comstock, was arrested Saturday night on a possession of controlled substance charge. Comstock was later released on $1,000 bond. Also arrested Saturday night was 47-year-old Johnny Eggins of Prairie City. He was charged with public intoxication and released on a $300 bond. Saturday afternoon, 20-year-old Michael Ward Jr. of Afton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston for OWI first offense, and he was later released on $1,000 bond. Two people were arrested Saturday morning in Creston. 25-year-old Tay McDonald of Bridgewater was arrested for public intox. He was later released on a $300 bond. And 23-year-old Joseph Weinkutz of Afton was arrested for OWI first offense. He was subsequently released on a $1,000 bond. A monthly survey of business leaders suggests the economy will pick up over the next few months in 9 Midwestern and Plain states because manufacturing here remains strong. The overall economic index for the region increased to 62.3 in June from May's solid 55.5. Any score above 50 suggests economic growth. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor, while a score below that suggests decline. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the Fed Reserve's interest rate hike didn't dampen business leaders' confidence in the economy. A roughly $7.2 billion state budget in Iowa has gone into effect. The spending plan was approved by a Republican-controlled legislature and former Governor Terry Branstad. It addresses everything in state government from education funding to health care services. But lower than expected revenue means lawmakers agreed to a change of funding cuts across state agencies. Those cuts have come into sharper focus since the legislative session was adjourned in April. Fewer Planned Parenthood clinics and increases in tuition at public universities are among the impacts of the new budget. Funding for services that help victims of domestic and sexual violence will also be cut. Republicans say they tried to balance the budget while investing in priorities and essential government services. The new plan took effect on Saturday. A new state law is now in effect that may reduce some paperwork for truckers and companies that haul cargo. The law deals with so-called straight trucks that are different from semis that pull loaded trailers. Straight trucks carry cargo in the body of the truck. Iowa law had restricted the length of straight trucks to 41 feet. Iowa's new law lets a single truck operate on the state's roads if it's 4 feet longer or 45 feet from bumper to bumper. During the 2017 legislative session, Senator Michael Breitbach of Strawberry Point encouraged his colleagues to back the move, saying that this is similar to what happens in some of the states that surround us, that their feet are allowed to be 45 feet when they cross into Iowa. Breitbach said they run into problems and have to get special permits for over-length loads, and that would just give us a little more uniformity from state to state. The federal government sets a minimum size for semi-tractors and trailers, but sets limit for straight trucks varying from state to state. Iowa's new law will align with straight truck size limits in Missouri, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Kansas. It also means a straight truck that's 45 feet long will be able to travel the entire length of Interstate 35 from Minnesota to Texas without getting any permits for being oversized. This Saturday, July the 1st, was the date when many new state laws took effect. Wisconsin and Nebraska have straight truck size limits of 40 feet. Illinois' is 42. Authorities say the pilot of a small aircraft that crashed about 50 yards from a runway at Monticello Regional Airport has died. The Monticello Police Department said on its Facebook page over the weekend that the Jones County Sheriff's Dispatch Center was notified of the crash by a resident just after 4 p.m. Saturday. First responders located the single-engine aircraft in a cornfield adjacent to the runway. The unidentified pilot was the only occupant of that craft. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Also, many Iowans will be spending this holiday break in a boat, and they're being reminded to make sure the vessel is ready for water. Dustin Amy is a conservation officer with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources.
Make sure that all your fluids are full. You know, check your oil. Make sure your batteries are charged. You don't want to get out there and then, you know, your engine's not going to start. I want to make sure that you have enough gas. If you run out of gas out there and you get stranded, you could be out there for several hours.
I may suggest boat operators, before they head out on a waterway, request a vessel safety check from a DNR officer, a U.S. Army Corps Ranger, or the U.S. Coast Guard official.
One thing that we require here in Iowa on all vessels with a horsepower of 10 or more is a fire extinguisher, a Type B fire extinguisher. If you think you have one in the boat, make sure you get it out and check it, make sure it's fully charged. Shake it up every now and then. That thing can, the solvent inside it can settle to the bottom, and then when you do need it, it's not going to work.
U.S. Coast Guard statistics show 85% of all drowning victims were not wearing a life jacket. Most boats should be equipped with other life-saving flotation devices.
If your vessel's over 16 foot in length, you got to have a Type 4 throwable, a seat cushion. Most people call them seat cushions. That's not what they are. They're there to save people. If they fall overboard, you can throw them that Type 4 throwable and get them out of the water.
Iowa boat owners are also encouraged to make sure their registration is up to date.
We're seeing some expired registration out there. They run on a 3-year period. The current registration now expired in 2019, so we have a couple years left. But we are still seeing some registrations out there that are expired. You cannot be on public waters in the state of Iowa if your vessel is not up to date and registered.
There are roughly 235,000 registered boats in Iowa. A recent survey indicates at least a third of Iowans have gone fishing, and the number of fishing tournaments is growing. The Iowa DNR issued permits to 617 tournaments last year.
By far, the most popular fish in tournaments are bass, and bass consistently rank in the top 2 or 3 fish, and usually the first fish in terms of, you know, what anglers in Iowa go after.
That's Joe Larscheid, the Fisheries Bureau Chief in the Department of Natural Resources. Tournaments aren't about catching fish to eat, however. Nearly all the tournaments are catch-and-release type events.
We have to make sure they have adequate live wells, which keep the fish alive while they're in the tournament, and they have good release procedures to ensure that the fish survive.
Releasing the fish back into the wild makes sure a body of water isn't depleted of fish by a tournament.
And these tend to be very good anglers, and, you know, they can catch a lot of fish very quickly. The fish go back into the water, and it creates a lot of excitement for other anglers to see all these big fish that are caught and then subsequently re-released back into the water.
Larscheid says fishing is part of the state's tourism industry.
We get, you know, celebrities that participate in these tournaments and, you know, TV coverage and things like that to kind of highlight, you know, Iowa's fisheries.
Last year, the state's fisheries stocked 160 million fish in Iowa waters. Most were walleyes and trout, which Larscheid said don't reproduce well in Iowa waters. There were 6 fishing tournaments in Iowa this past weekend. Today, the Hawkeye Bass Anglers Club will hold its tournament on Badger Creek near Van Meter. On Saturday, there'll be at least 17 fishing events scheduled in Iowa, including an all-night catfish tournament on the Little Sioux River at Correctionville. For a complete list of tournaments, see the link under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A national survey was conducted 6 years ago to gauge how many Americans are regularly hunting, fishing, and boating. It found that 23% of Iowans had gone fishing in a boat. Even more, 36% cast fishing lines from the shore of a lake or river. News was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.